This is Radio Prague International coming to you from the Czech capital.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague International. My name is Romana Grecerová and I will be your host for today's Sunday music show. The program is once again dedicated to the 100-year history of the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, while today we are going to look at its role as a source of inspiration. As early as the 1930s, Prague's Radio Symphony Orchestra became a pioneer of music written specifically for the microphone. Rudolf Kubín, then a member of the Radiožurnál Orchestra, took on the challenge of composing an opera intended exclusively for radio broadcast. His Summer Night or Letní noc aired on the 26th of September 1931 and became the first Czech radio opera. This path was later continued by composer Bohuslav Martinů, who wrote two one-act radio operas for broadcasting, The Voice of the Forest or Hlas lesa and Comedy on the Bridge, Veselohra na moste. Martinů himself remarked that radio could greatly enhance a short musical work, and his compositions proved that belief well-founded.
Ušijaniče fori jede malovane drevo veze. Ulijanko conoveho ževi pšaš konjeme. Co su to za rybički, vždyť nemá žána hlavičky.
Hlavičky se usypala, no to pěko zakopala.
Radio broadcasting did not limit itself to experimental operatic forms. It also became an important patron of larger scale compositions. Among them was Martinus de Bouquet or Kytice, described as a radio cantata, which premiered in May 1938.
Thank you.
The 1940s and 1950s brought further world premieres, including operas by Karel Hába, a violinist, and the radio orchestra, who later became an editor of educational broadcasts. His works Old Story, Stará historie, and the children's opera Little Smolíček, O Smolíčkovi, were written directly for radio and demonstrate the breadth of support that broadcasting institutions provided to Czech composers.
Thank you.
Over time, Prague's Radio Symphony Orchestra became one of the most important platforms for the presentation of new orchestral music. It gave world premieres of numerous significant works, including Miloslav Kabeláč's First and Fourth Symphonies, Otakar Jeremiáš's Cantata of My Homeland, Isaac Rejci's 20 Variations for Orchestra. Nevertheless, the tradition of commissioning new works continues today. Prague's Radio Symphony Orchestra regularly collaborates with contemporary composers, expanding the Czech repertoire with new musical worlds. Alongside world premieres by Czech composers, the orchestra has also introduced Czech audiences to many major works of international music. Among the pieces first performed in the Czech Republic by the orchestra are the suite from Aram Khachaturian's ballet Gayen, Dmitri Shostakovich's Piano Concerto No. 2, and his 3rd and 8th symphonies, Béla Bartók's Violin Concerto No. 1, Arthur Honegger's Joan of Arc at the Stake, Igor Stravinsky's Oedipus Rex, or Sergei Prokofiev's 4th Symphony and 4th Piano Concerto. In recent years, the orchestra has also presented Czech premieres of works by Miroslav Strnka and Ondřej Adámek, demonstrating its continued commitment to bringing international musical developments to Czech audiences. And now, here is the piece by Slovak composer Jan Ciker. The orchestra's New Horizons projects have generated a unique series of world premieres that systematically connect classical music with jazz and other genres. These projects have produced works by Karel Růžička, Tomáš Sikora, Štěpánka Balcerová, or Jiří and Šaza Levíček. Together, these projects demonstrate that Prague's Radio Symphony Orchestra is not only a guardian of tradition, but also a laboratory for new musical worlds, one in which classical music naturally meets contemporary artistic currents. And with that piece of information, we have reached the end of today's show. My name is Romana Grécerová. Thank you for being with us today. And until next time, goodbye or naslyšenou.